Good morning. Today is March 26, 2020. It's approximately 11 a.m. and this is case number 1200150. The appellant in this case is Asia Matters. And my name is Nancy Hockman. I am a hearings officer for the City of Portland. And I am holding this hearing by telephone because of COVID-19. And the clerks from the hearings office did contact both parties to ask what number they would like to be called at for the hearing. So I've called Ms. Matters, but Department of Transportation did not submit a phone number, and so we're going to go forward with the hearing without a representative from the city. Ms. Matters, would you please state and spell your name for the record?
Yes, Asia Matters, A-Z-I-A. M-A-T-T-E-R-S.
Thank you. This hearing is being recorded and will be posted to the city's website for you and other members of the public to listen to, unless you have a strong objection.
No, that's okay.
Thank you. Did you receive some documents from our office related to the
Recently,
case?
Recently, I did not.
Okay. So I'm going to go through the documents that we have, and there weren't many sent. We have your tow hearing request form, which came to us. We have the something called an auto return report, which is something that just tells us whether we have jurisdiction, because we don't have jurisdiction in all the tow cases. We have the notice of today's hearing, and we have the statement of rights and procedures for today's hearing. Did you see those documents?
Them?
Or have you seen them? I think we sent an email when things were posted saying you can look at the documents.
Okay.
And specifically, I wanted to point you to your statement of rights. And it tells you about your rights for today's hearing. Did you have a chance to look at that? And if so, do you have any questions about the hearing process?
Sorry, give me one moment.
What
document did you get to that one?
Okay. It may say Exhibit 4, and in a second I will tell you the exact title of the document.
Okay.
Okay, and the document is headed Tow Hearing Statement of Rights and Procedures, and it has a picture of a camera on it.
I did not actually see that. I don't think that I... Sorry, one moment.
Sure, no problem. Okay, so I will read you the Statement of Rights and Procedures. The first section says if you need a sign language interpreter, obviously you don't. The next section says you may be represented by an attorney at your own cost in these proceedings if you wish, and legal aid may be able to assist a party with limited financial resources. The next section says you may provide supporting documentation and or witnesses in support of your testimony. And then there's a section on if you wish to present photographs. It says you may receive a copy of any reports that the hearings office receives from the bureau that ordered your vehicle towed at the hearing just prior to the hearing. And again, I mentioned that the Bureau of Transportation did not submit any documents in support of the tow.
Right.
An electronic recording will be made. We've gone over that. An aggrieved party has a right to appeal my order. And there'll be instructions in my order if you want to appeal to court about appealing. Then there's a section on procedures. Let's see, if there's anything pertinent there. Hearings start on time. All testimony is given under oath. The hearings officer will consider testimony and evidence. And there's a link to the Portland City Code on the hearings officer website, which is portlandoregon.gov/auditor/hearings. So do you have any questions about your hearing rights?
No, I do not.
Okay, thank you. I am a neutral decision maker. I do not work for the Bureau of Transportation. I do work for the Auditor's Office, and we are charged with reviewing decisions of other city employees to make sure that those decisions comply with the city code. My role is to review evidence, which includes documents and oral testimony that you may present today, in order to decide the case. My authority is limited. The only decisions I can make is whether or not the city made a determination that is supported by law and facts. This is an administrative hearing, so it's not as formal as circuit court. In an administrative hearing, the decision is made by a preponderance of the evidence, and that means the person has to prove their case by slightly over 50%. See if there's anything else I'd like to tell you. Oh, and please note that the appeal of a ticket or citation must be done through the court and not in this hearing. I think you mentioned that in something. So if you do want to appeal that, that has to be done at court.
Yes.
After we are done today, I am going to take the case under advisement, which means I'm not going to be deciding on the record today. I will send you something in writing within the next couple of weeks. Okay. At this point, I'm going to be going over the exhibits, and I actually did just mention all of them. So do you have any objection to any of those coming into the record, which just means I can use them and rely on them?
No, that's okay.
Okay. So the exhibits I just mentioned are admitted. And at this point, I will ask you to raise your right hand to be sworn in. Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the whole truth? If you agree, please say so.
I do.
Thank you. So I don't have anything from the city. So, and I have your testimony or a little bit of your testimony that you, you know, you submitted something in writing, and that is what I would be using if you did not appear today. Is there anything you'd like to add to that written testimony?
No, I think I covered all the bases because I did say that, it was parked in front of my sister's house. I had permission to leave it there. And then it was ticketed and towed hours before I came home, to get it. So I don't think I have anything else to add to that, really.
Okay. And you just repeated what was in there. Thank you. So this hearing will be short and sweet. That's the end of the testimony. And at this point I will take the case under advisement, and I'll be sending you a written order in a couple of weeks. So we will conclude the hearing and the call. Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you.
Goodbye.